Oh, sure. You've probably heard people talk about, you know, how to love your life, how to be happy, how to have a good time, all those things. I'm sure there are plenty of books, articles, probably, you know, web blogs about it and things like that. But today, I want to tell you how to hate your life, or at least be miserable most of the time. And you may not realize it, but you might already have this skill down. But just in case you don't, hang in there, because today, I'm going to teach you how to absolutely despise your life. It's exciting stuff. Hang in there, because that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, killer. Hope you're having a great day, great time, great week, great whatever. Hope it's great. It's great, 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 great. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I've been busting out questions to Brian and Brandon and Karen. What a tough name to have in today's world. But yes, Karen and Deb and different people. But want to reach out to me? I will get back to you, I promise. At least within a day or two. But sometimes it takes a little longer, but I answer every email. Now, if you need a website, check out Webstix, WebStix.com. How many of you have that memorized by now, listening to it so much? We have over 74,000 downloads for our podcast, so who knows? Maybe 74,000 people are walking around going, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. If you need supplements, go to WellBuiltSupplements.com and type in the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. Also, Revolution, the number 4, Fathers.com for all the David Lyons swag, water bottles, hats, hoodies, t-shirts, everything for men, women, children. You're going to like it. Some great stuff on there. Now, October 30th, it's going to be just speeding down the pipe. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. is our Clueless Couples in COVID. Our speakers include Sheree Milton, marriage family therapist, Pastor Jason Miller, Enneagram expert and couples counselor. And I'll be the host. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a really cool session at the end where we're going to take questions. If COVID has done anything, it has exposed the cracks in people's relationships. So whether you're dating or engaged or married or divorced, come and learn. And guys, be a superhero for once. Tell your wife you want to go because you want to work on both of you. She'll love you for it. Now, today, let's talk about how to hate your life. Should we? It's pretty simple. It really is pretty simple how to hate your life. It comes down to one thing and one thing only, really, in my book. Compare. Comparison. You just, all you have to do is start to compare your life to everybody else's. It doesn't take long, and all of a sudden you feel pretty crappy. And why do we compare? Because we've forgotten what happiness is, at least for ourselves. Each one has a different meaning for happiness, and we all find our happiness different ways, but for the most part, they're along the same track. What I mean is, happiness is different for everyone, but really within the same track, as in, I'm not talking about fulfillment. Fulfillment comes through a relationship with Jesus. But in learning how to be happy, at least most of the time, we need to learn how not to compare and simply go back to what makes us happy. So what am I talking about? Social media. And media in general is evil. It's a liar. It's a mental swamp that slowly perverts and drowns what's actually important in our lives. And so I asked myself this week, when have I been the most happiest in the last few years? I mean, thinking back to when I was just happy, it was easy. It was when I was with my family and my best friends. We weren't doing anything crazy. We weren't like on vacations or bear hunting or driving sports cars or whatever you might think. We literally were just hanging out, me and my family, sitting on the deck, drinking, talking, laughing, probably enjoying some good food, maybe a good cup of coffee, maybe a glass of wine. And my best friends, same thing. We're hanging out, talking, laughing. Okay, maybe shooting some guns, but we did not have these perfect abs and bulging biceps and driving exotic cars and vacationing in Italy, eating gelato. So we aren't happy because we think that's what makes us happy. Why do we think that's what makes us happy? Because that's what social media says. So think about it for a second. Social media is for two reasons, and really only two reasons. To sell you stuff and to sell you stuff. And what do I mean? One is to actually sell you stuff. You know, think that you need this. It'll make you happy. Shirts, gadgets, services, shoes, drinks, potions, whatever it might be. And the second thing it sells you is what life is supposed to look like. Well, you'd be happy if your life looked like this. Social media says you must be beautiful, muscle-bound, have great-looking friends, do amazing and daring stuff every day, eat great food, have daily adventures, make life just this buzz of this interest of everything you're doing, and have these deep spiritual truths. Yeah. Yeah. You know why we look at social media? Well, yeah, it's for comparison and to find out what other people are doing, but ultimately, it's just become a habit. Many of us use social media like a nookie. Ever have a kid that you tried to get off his nookie? Man, my youngest kid, my son Reese, I think he was 3 when he finally gave up his nookie. We hid them, we threw them away, we bribed him, but he just needed to have it. So guess what? Sometimes you feel like you just need to have social media simply because it's a habit. And it may actually be the worst habit you can have. And why? Social media may promote negative experiences like an inadequacy about your life or your appearance. Yeah, duh. See, the images on social media, they're manipulated. And even if they're not, the guy's on steroids. And even if he's not, the girl has been liposuctioned and is genetically a freak looking. And see, people only tend to share the highlights of their lives. They rarely point out the bulges or the wrinkles or the arguments, or the cavities, or the broken up relationships, or social media is just about appearance. That's all it is. You can't trust it. You also use social media and compare yourself and constantly look at it because you're afraid of missing out. What do they call it now? FOMO, fear of missing out. You got to see, what are other people doing? Maybe I should post something. A young kid came up to me 2 days ago in the gym and he said, hey, look at this. This counts as a rep, doesn't it? He's doing bent over rows with an ungodly amount of weight. And yes, they were reps. They were, yeah. And he said, that counts as a rep, doesn't it? I go, well, yeah, sometimes you got to cheat a little and, you know, to get something out of it. He goes, yeah. He goes, I posted this on Facebook or on Instagram and all these people are hating it, blah, blah, blah. And he had to show me videos of people hating the video. And I was like, dude, who cares? He goes, well, everybody else's posts are getting these great hits and then my... He needs to be, you know, get his rubs and his gold stars and everything from everyone's comments on social media. You know what? There's also isolation. A study at the University of Pennsylvania found that many people use social media because they feel lonely. But get this. They found that if people train themselves to put down their phones and step away from social media, they actually felt more connected and loneliness wasn't even an issue. And finally, let's not forget the last two. Social media can cause depression and anxiety. There's nothing that reduces stress and boosts your mood faster than eye-to-eye contact. But you know what? Social media, we're not with real people. We're with images. And so it builds depression, anxiety. It's horrible. And then finally, last but not least, all social media is really is self-absorption. It's all about you. Even though you're looking at everybody else, it's still all about you. How do you compare? What's your day like? How big are you? How beautiful are you? What are the stories you are posting compared to the other people? You're completely self-absorbed. No matter, no wonder you're so miserable. So do yourself a favor and boost your happiness by going on a social media fast for a couple days, maybe a week, maybe even a month. You might be surprised just how freeing it is. And in the meantime, do what Scripture tells believers to do. Meet regularly, eat, talk Jesus, tell stories, pray together, enjoy what God has done. Trust me, happiness is just around the corner. And finally, ask yourself, the last year, maybe 2 years, when was I most happy? I guarantee you, it wasn't when you were on your computer or your phone. Chances are, you were with the ones you love. So get back to that. This is Garth Ekman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.